In this elegant white marble nude called California, Hiram Powers sought to capitalize on the highly publicized gold rush, an event that seized the imagination and interest of the entire nation. In her left hand, she clasps a divining wand, an instrument used by miners to detect gold. Notice how Powers has cleverly placed the wand to direct your eye to the crystals behind her, and her hand creates a partial fig leaf to make her more modest. If you look at the back of the sculpture, you can see that Powers has created large, faceted crystals of quartz. Gold is often found near quartz. Here it also serves as a structural support for the sculpture. You'll also see that the goddess clutches a branch of thorns in the hand behind her back. A divining rod in one hand and thorns in the other, Powers represented the potential benefits and risks of panning for gold. As he himself declared, "The moral is that all is not gold that glitters." And indeed, this sculpture was never the gold he hoped it would be. In an attempt to sell a copy of this work in England, Powers even changed the title of the work to Australia. Eventually, William Astor, the wealthy New York banker, purchased the work. Upon his death, the work was given to the Metropolitan Museum, becoming the first sculpture by an American artist to enter the collection.